This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
So, you know how New Hampshire prides itself on being first in the nation when it comes to politics?
Sure.
Well, in one part of the bird world, we are trailing the pack.
What's that?
Sandhill cranes. These birds have been nesting around us in Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts for a few years now. But they never went granite until this year.
Sandhills. Those are the cranes that have the red crowns on their heads, right?
Right. Adults have a red patch on their heads with a gray or sometimes rusty brown body.
So now they're in New Hampshire.
Actually, they've been in New Hampshire for a while. Actually, there's been one in New Hampshire. First spotted in the upper Connecticut River Valley about 15 years ago.
No kidding. Well, what was that like?
Well, I actually didn't see him.
My name is Joyce Kate, and I live in Monroe, New Hampshire.
She did. Joyce has been keeping an eye on that first crane.
And he arrived in May of 1999. I looked down in our field, and he came back quite often. There seemed to be something down on the top of one knoll that he liked to eat. We call him Oscar.
That's great, but Oscar was always alone?
Yep, he was always alone. No one had seen two cranes in New Hampshire together.
And you kind of need two to make a nest.
Right. So recently, a second crane, a female, joined Oscar.
3 years ago, another crane appeared. We named her Olive.
And did they...
Oh, yeah.
So now New Hampshire has crane chicks.
That's right. Well, we have one chick, or colt, as they're called.
So a whole new generation of sandhills in New Hampshire. That's kind of cool.
It's more than kind of cool. Do you realize this is a milestone in New Hampshire birding history?
Something Wild presents milestones in New Hampshire birding history.
Seriously, this could be the beginning of a new bird population in the state.
Well, one thing I've heard you say is that bird populations are really dynamic, that the edge of their ranges are constantly shifting.
They are, and the sandhills are a perfect example of that. New Hampshire Audubon monitors lots of birds in the state, and if you look at the trends over, say, 50 years, you'll find that some bird ranges are shifting into the state, while others have nearly disappeared.
A few decades is just a blip on the screen for sandhills that have been around for eons.
If we were in Nebraska, we could go to the sandhills, the area the cranes are named for. Each year, thousands of cranes gather there for their spring breeding ritual.
I've seen video of that. They dance and they bugle and they do all sorts of courtship displays.
And they've been traveling to the same breeding grounds for countless generations.
Wow, that's wild. And now they're in New Hampshire.
And we're hoping they'll stick around and maybe invite some of their friends to join them.
In the meantime, we want to hear from you and your friends.
If you see something in your yard that you've never seen before, let us know.
Send us your observations, your comments, or questions at somethingwild@nhpr.org.
The shining of the light in a red crown crane. I'm smiling, raises the beat to the air on the plane.
I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.